Welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Before we get into the main conversation, here are a few sound bites to give you a feel for the topics we touch on. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future.
So once those PFs were delivered to Google, Google made an interpretation of them, and they want to be compliant and, yep, and comply with the DMA and specifically with Article 6.5. For that, or in order to accomplish that, they had two different proposals, mm-hmm, that were put in place, option A and option B. And the purpose of the meeting was to discuss option A and option B.
Okay.
The end result was that no one is happy with option A because it literally kills suppliers, mm-hmm, supplier.com, because the link to suppliers' websites basically disappears and all the prominence is given to the VSSs, the vertical search services, so intermediary. It's the best of the worst, but it's not a good solution neither.
Okay.
So in the same case, generic search for hotels in Paris, you get the boxes of the different VSSs, which unfold and open depending on which one you click. And underneath, again, underneath by design, so always underneath the VSSs, which is already you're putting the suppliers on the back foot, because especially on mobile, if you think about navigating this on a mobile,
the
suppliers are going to be below the fold by
the
definition. So only option B would be putting a supplier box where Google does provide traffic. Well, it absolutely is. It's killing choice and it's putting a toll to suppliers. So it's the worst possible outcome, I would say, after so many years now of talking about the DMA.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
And again, we've raised this flag to the commission in numerous occasions.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, the DMA is a good initiative because we genuinely think it is good to create, you know, a fairer market that it's more contestable, more open, more equilibrated. Great question, Trevor. That's what I mean by saying that they are looking for equal treatment to VSSs, to intermediaries, but not to suppliers. The platforms that get the most value of this decision are international platforms, mainly North American, like Booking, Expedia, TripAdvisor, mm-hmm, and the likes, and mm-hmm, Trivago and the likes, mm-hmm, who are not European. And it's a European user that gets exposed to those North American platforms mostly to consume a European hotel. And this is the Digital Markets Act, which is applicable in Europe. But I think it will illustrate the point. I am a European legislator creating a law to protect the European ecosystem, which is travelers, consumers, and the travel players, hotels, flights, and airlines, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I want to create a law that's going to help everyone in that ecosystem. And I create a law that actually puts a barrier in between supply and demand, which only benefits North American platforms. But basically, the worst part is that people don't know about this. Hotels don't know about this. And it's like, you know, you are playing chess and you're playing the world tournament and people are changing the rules of the game in the back door and no one seems to care. It's like, okay, now when the rules get changed, what's going to happen? Everyone is going to start screaming and saying, oh, what happened? So basically, if you remember last year when the DMA came into force in March 2024, I think it was 13 or 14 days later, the European Commission opened an investigation regarding Google's compliance with the DMA, saying that they were not compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Took them more than a year to provide the PFs, the preliminary findings, which are generally referred to as PFs, mm-hmm, to Google, which actually should point or pinpoint why is the incumbent, in this case Google, not compliant with Article 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
So once those PFs were delivered to Google, Google made an interpretation of them, and they want to be compliant
Yep.
and comply with the DMA and specifically with Article 6.5. For that, or in order to accomplish that, they had two different proposals that were put in place, option A and option B. And the purpose of the meeting was to discuss option A and option B.
Okay.
The end result was that no one is happy with option A because it literally kills suppliers, supplier.com, because the link to suppliers' websites basically disappears, and all the prominence is given to the VSSs, the vertical search services, so intermediaries.
Yep.
And Google has to cease using their own vertical search solutions, like Google Flight Search or
Yep.
Google Hotel Ads,
Hotels. Yep.
which is fundamentally bad and wrong
Yeah.
for the user slash consumer.
Considering
And
it was meant to be fair, make it fairer.
exactly. So the European Commission did provide during that session one slide regarding the PFs, the preliminary findings. So this is a document coming from the European Commission. As you can see, this is the agenda and the context that was provided for the July 8th meeting, where we had the European Commission giving an introduction and a discussion during the morning about hotels specifically, right? So these are the rules of engagement. But basically, the interesting piece
Rules
is
of
here.
engagement. I love the terminology.
Yeah. But this is the interesting piece. So, as you can say, to effectively comply with Article 6.5, Alphabet, so Google, must cease to rank its own distinct or additional services more favorably than similar services of third parties. To do so, Alphabet must, in particular, ensure equal treatment of similar services of third parties with Alphabet's distinct own additional services in terms of features, functionalities, and the information displayed. So basically, the European Commission is saying, you, Mr. Google, who happens you are a search engine, and as such, you search the web, the digital space for solutions. If there's anyone providing a solution similar to yours for a given vertical, in this case, hotels, you should replace your content with their content, right? That's basically what it says. And it's saying, the EC is saying, to do that, you can do it in two ways, either additive or subtractive. If additive is you can choose to display by extending the prominence given to your own services in terms of ranking to similar third parties ranked on Google search. So if there's someone providing flights or hotels
They would
similar
rank that
to,
you would say you would have them comparable in terms of how they're displayed.
but it's not making them comparable. It's actually asking Google to kill its own services. And in a subtractive manner, it's saying, which is the second one, it's alternatively, Alphabet should take at least, so this is the minimum, at least the following measures. Cease to include free or paid search results on the Google SERP following transactional queries, features, functionalities, and information that standalone or in combination amount to features, functionalities, tasks performed, and information that serve the same purpose as intermediation services by third parties. Which is basically, if there is a travel agency that is able to display a hotel and provide you the availability and pricing of a hotel, do so, because I am asking you to cease to include free or paid search results in your Google results page. That's point A. Point B, cease to include on the Google results page content related knowledge queries or interactive features where Alphabet uses licensed data, data feeds, or data from its own services, assembling and organizing detailed information that ranks on the Google search results page. So the connections that hotels have with Google Hotel Ads, that airlines have with Google Flight Search, you must cease to do that. Stop doing that. It's here in black and white. This is not my wording.
No,
This is
no,
a
it's there. We can see the European Commission logo at
it's an official
the
document. Now, the C, the third point is remove all interactive pointers to its own distinct or additional services on the Google SERP, such as in tabs or links to these services when a user clicks on a reservation, directions, or any other button on the Google SERP.
Right.
So basically, what they are treating Google as if it was an intermediary.
Which it isn't. Which it kind of is in a sense, isn't it?
Well, it's a vertical search traffic provider, because if you're looking for a hotel, Mr. Trevor Grant is looking for a hotel, Google is going to give you a full list or a comprehensive list of incumbents who provide that. And that includes intermediaries like travel agencies, but also suppliers, hotels, like hotels.com, you know, the hotel website.
No, that makes sense. Okay.
It might make sense to you, but it doesn't make sense to me, because actually what you're doing...
No, well, how, what you've explained makes sense. It doesn't... why you would choose to do that doesn't necessarily make sense.
So there's option A and option B.
Yep.
Option A literally kills the supplier.com, so hotels websites and airlines websites visibility, which by definition gives a lot of power to the intermediary. Which means that, you know, the end user, the traveler, the European traveler, will end up paying more money and have less choice, And the suppliers will have to pay a higher toll, meaning commissions, to those who are able to feature their products on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now, option B, which is the less punitive, it's not good. There's actually a LinkedIn post, I don't know if you've seen it, where we explain the differences between option A and option B. So this is actually the post. There's a bit of context. Here, there's a transcript of what we just read directly from the European Commission's slides.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this is option A. So option A, let me make this a bit bigger. Option A, what Google is proposing is creating a list of boxes, each box going to a VSS.
Okay.
And
yeah.
no and no supplier.com VSS. So in the example we have on the screen for hotels in Paris, which is a very generic search for a given city, you have a box for Expedia, a box for Booking, a box for Google, a box for TripAdvisor.
Gotcha.
And within those boxes, in this case it's the Expedia one, which is opened or unfolded.
Yeah, illustrated.
You see that each VSS has their own units, and they get to reference whatever hotel they want to.
So they're consolidating the external, the VSS providers got their results, but then they're kind of closing that down into like an expandable tab that they would then have as results on the right hand side. Yeah,
that is correct. And Google gets to have a VSS like every other VSS. So this is their way to comply with
and that complies with the additive bit, which is the one that you kind of make everyone on a similar playing field.
But
where's the hotel? So the hotels themselves are now sitting under Google's and just lost in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, actually, the only access to hotels is when you click on this website link embedded within the Expedia results.
Yeah,
that link takes you to the hotel's official website in case there is one.
Okay.
Which is actually extremely confusing if you think about it, because you are within the Expedia box.
Well, you've gone to Google, you expect to be at Expedia, and then you end up at the hotel. It's kind of,
it's very, very, very confusing, to put it that way.
Yeah.
Now, option B, which in the room, you know, last Tuesday in Brussels was the preferred option, is not the option that people want. But if you make me choose between bad and worse,
you've got a choice.
I will take
you've got
that.
A choice of two options. Which one? It's like, well, option B is the best of the worst scenarios.
Exactly. It's the best of the worst, but it's not a good solution neither.
Okay.
So in the same case, generic search for hotels in Paris, you get the boxes of the different VSSs, which unfold and open depending on which one you click. And underneath, again, underneath by design, so always underneath the VSSs, which is already you're putting the suppliers on the back foot because especially on mobile, if you think about navigating this on a mobile, the
it's way
suppliers are
down.
going to be
Yeah, way down.
below the fold by this the definition. So only option B would be putting a supplier box where Google does provide traffic and links to, in this case, the Hotel Palais Royal. This is the official website, as you can see, and information about that supplier. But again, it's kind of buried below the VSS results. So,
and also, theirs goes horizontally, whereas on the Expedia, it goes vertically. So it's easier to see on the Expedia link the three or four hotels they were presenting. But on the actual listing of the hotels, the third one, you couldn't even see it on that listing. I mean, just from a user, if I was to land on and see that, that's kind of really feeling like it's narrowing down my choices.
Well, it absolutely is. It's killing choice and it's putting a toll to suppliers. So it's the worst possible outcome, I would say, after so many years now of talking about the DMA.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
And again, we've raised this flag to the commission in numerous occasions.
Yeah.
Saying, the DMA is a good initiative because we genuinely think it is good to create, a fairer market, that it's more contestable, more open, more equilibrated. Everyone should applaud that because it's good for the user and for the ecosystem in general. But since the very beginning, we said, depending on how you interpret this, it can go very wrong. And to our dismay, it is going very wrong.
And when we first spoke about this, you've always been an advocate of what they have been trying to achieve, which is about having greater fairness. And I don't think anyone, well, maybe apart from the VSSs, would have an argument against that. But that's, if that was the general guiding principle, I struggle to understand how those two options that they have come to, supposedly, I guess, independently, I just don't understand how either of those outcomes achieve that objective of having greater fairness.
I agree with you, but the fact is they are treating Google as if it was a vertical search specialist for travel, which it isn't. It's a general search engine that has a specific solutions for that vertical in which suppliers and intermediaries can compete and provide their services to the final consumer. And it's saying, no, now you are a vertical, you're a travel agent, then you must, because you have a dominant position, you must treat all others equally, but only the agents, not the suppliers, who get the worst part of this decision. So,
and how do they define that the VSS is more important than the hotel itself, if the guiding
principle
is fairness?
Great question, Trevor. That's what I mean by saying that they are looking for equal treatment to VSSs, to intermediaries, but not to suppliers.
So it's equal treatment between VSSs and Google,
per se.
They're the people they're focusing on, rather than fairness in terms of fairness
Correct.
To the actual hotel that's providing the
exactly.
the product that people are looking to search for.
Exactly. But moreover, interestingly enough, the platforms that get the most value of this decision are international platforms, mainly North American, like Booking, Expedia, TripAdvisor, and the likes, and Trivago and the likes, who are not European. And it's a European user that gets exposed to those North American platforms mostly to consume a European hotel. And this is the Digital Markets Act, which is applicable in Europe. So you could argue that this has been designed by
Well, you would imagine Booking, TripAdvisor, and Expedia have come up with this idea, and they've got together to make it happen. Because it's like, where are any European focused VSSs that, if we're talking about fairness, they should be up there in a prominent position for the European consumers.
Let me put this in a very blunt and kind of childish way, but I think it will illustrate the point. I am a European legislator, creating a law to protect Europe, the European ecosystem, which is travelers, consumers, and the travel players, hotels, flights and airlines and so forth. And I want to create a law that's going to help everyone in that ecosystem. And I create a law that actually puts a barrier in between supply and demand, which only benefits North American platforms. It's like, great use of the taxpayers' money in Europe. Thank you, Mr. European Commission. That's basically what's happening. It is what it's happening, and you saw it. It's right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's now, black and white. Yeah.
It's black and white, and then you say, okay, let's look at the main players in the industry. Booking Holdings, this is where the DMA came into place. Sorry. So this is roughly March 2024.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. The DMA comes into place here. It was trading roughly at 3,500 a share. Okay. These are not exact figures, but very approximate.
Yeah.
Where is it today? Approaching 6,000, which means the share has gone up by over about 240%. I'm not saying that it's the DMA that has.
No. I understand that.
But we do agree.
Interesting. Is it causation or correlation?
It is what it is. So you would argue the European legislature is trying to put an end to the dominance of the platforms. That should reflect on the platform's value, or at least the market should say, okay, let's be careful.
Hold on a minute. Let's not dive in here.
There is a tectonic shift that may affect the key players, and it has more than tripled. It's 240% increase since that day. Again, might be anecdotal or not. It is what it is. But basically, we did a rough calculation, which we shared with a few players who have been very active in this space. And we all came to a very similar conclusion that only in 2024, so last year, the cost stemming from these legislative changes were in the neighborhood of 500 million euros of increased commissions, so additional commissions. Wow. Which is revenue to these platforms, which you see the market is reading that.
No wonder the value's going up.
But who's paying those commissions? It's the hotels.
Yeah.
And the hotel is actually passing this on to the final consumer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the money is going to the North American platforms.
So again, we're having to be careful what we're saying for obvious reasons, but yeah. This whole piece of legislation, the only people that seem to be winning out of this, and the stock markets, you could argue, are reflecting the winners, are the VSSs.
Correct. But you know what? The VSSs were in the room the other day. They are not pleased or happy neither.
Right. What would they not be happy about with either of those solutions?
Well, a few
I guess
of
they
them,
would have preferred option A, I suppose, if there was going to be any.
Well, but they are still saying that they're not happy because Google is still in the game, because Google still has a box within the VSS boxes.
Yeah.
And they want to wipe out Google
completely,
completely
out of it. Yeah.
But the main players, ODJO, one of them, Expedia also was very vocal, and TripAdvisor, so you're talking about three of the leading platforms worldwide, were saying that they were not happy or pleased with the solution.
Okay.
So it's actually not pleasing anyone.
So what happens next? I mean, there seems to be a lot of people aren't happy. It seems like we have a solution that isn't fit for purpose. Where do we go from here?
We don't know. So what Google is trying to prevent, this is my own interpretation, I don't have any internal information whatsoever, is trying to prevent a fine coming from the European Commission for non-compliance with the DMA.
Okay.
So my guess is that the European Commission must say, Mr. Google, you have to adopt either option A or option B.
Yeah,
which are not, you know, they're unsatisfactory for everyone, but you saw the guidance provided from the preliminary findings was very clear, saying you have to do this and that.
Yeah.
Google already kind of showed what they were ready to do last year in November, if you remember, when they suspended for,
well,
I think it was
that,
4 or 5 weeks.
Test for, yeah, didn't they? In those four markets, dropped off the
Germany,
blue.
Belgium, and I think it was Lithuania or one of the Baltic markets. Yep. I can't remember now which one it was, where they suspended the VSS experience completely, and they went back to the 10 blue links from, you know, 20 years ago. So I guess Google is now going to have to decide, if I don't get clear guidance from the European Commission on option A or B, which are both terrible for suppliers.com, hotels and airlines, I might go to 10 blue links.
Because I guess they could because that would just fulfill the requirement, wouldn't it?
That certainly fulfills the requirement.
Yeah.
And that would prevent them getting a fine, which is going to be a very hefty fine.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be the first one for Google, right?
Yeah.
So, Trevor, I think nothing good may happen because any of the options are negative for consumers, are negative for hotels and for airlines.
And just to put this so I understand where we're sitting here. So what that proposal that you shared there from the EU.
Yep. No, the proposals were coming from Google to the EU as remedies to be compliant with the DMA.
Okay. But that EU about the additive or the subtractive elements.
That's guidance from the ECA. Yeah.
That's the EU saying, this is what you have to do. One of these two options. That's all you
correct.
That's all the choices you have. And you either do A or you do B. And if you don't do either of these, then you're in breach.
That's my interpretation. So they kind of put the gun
on
the table.
It's not a negotiation. Here's some ideas. Let's talk it through. That's your choices.
It's the guidance that has been provided. And it's extremely clear, as you saw, very directive, saying you have to do this or that.
Yeah.
And this is my input to you after 1 year of analyzing the solutions you've put in place, which are not compliant to the EC's regulator. That's why, you know, with such a directive guidance provided and the risk attached to it, which is, you know, probably going to be in the hundreds of millions for a company like Google, they might say, you know what, I'm not going to take any risk. Let's go back to blue links. Bye-bye travel solutions to the European Union. Now, there should be an uproar in Europe if that happens.
If they did go back to blue links, who would gain and who would lose? I mean, everyone's going to lose. So starting from that point, but does that level the playing field a little bit or not?
Well, I don't think it does because things have changed and things have evolved substantially in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like saying I'm going to prevent electric cars and everyone has to go to steam machines again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you know, is this a solution?
Yeah.
Well, not a great solution. And especially, and there was a bit of debate about this topic, given the new AI solutions that are coming to market.
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask as well. Yeah, how that
Because
impacts.
The AI actually sources its insights and knowledge and the intelligence that it actually produces comes from interpreting data. And that data in the travel space needs availability, needs pricing, it needs to know if I'm going to provide, if Trevor gives a prompt to Gemini saying, what's the best hotel in Paris to go with dogs and kids?
Gemini needs
to crawl and understand hotels, Paris, kids, dogs, this and that, and bring back to you a solution, an encapsulated solution through the interpretation of data that in many cases needs to come through the vertical solutions, which could be the OTAs or could be Google solutions. But if you kill all of those by going to blue links, that's going to disappear. So it seems like the regulation is a bit out of sync with what's happening in the marketplace. It's trying to regulate
things. Which is typically to happen because all of this arrived in the 2 years since, well, we were talking about it last year.
Well, we got involved with this in 2022.
You were involved, so in that time, since this started, ChatGPT came onto the scene and various others, and
correct.
That has fundamentally shifted. So in a way, as they always say, it's very hard for legislators to keep up with advancements in technology because the time
correct.
It takes is so long.
And there's another interesting point in all of this is how the hotel industry in general is turning their back to this situation. So there is a tectonic shift that could change the distribution ecosystem and the role of Google as a search engine forever. And hotels don't seem to care.
That's a statement, right? Yeah.
Well, it is, but who was present and who has been actively engaged with the European Commission? Mm-hmm. It's basically the European Hotel Forum, which is the bigger guys, Accor, Radisson, Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, all of them North American, by the way. You know, Accor is European, but it's like the bigger Wyndham and a few others. Yeah. So the very big corporations. Accor has been very active. And then minor hotels through NH, which is which is a subsidiary, originally a Spanish company, but now incorporated in Thailand. And Mirai kind of representing the independents together with the German Hotel Association, who has also been very active. Tobias, who's the CEO, has been very active on the topic. Mm-hmm. But basically, the worst part is that people don't know about this. Hotels don't know about this. And it's like, you know, you are playing chess and you're playing the world tournament and people are changing the rules of the game in the back door and no one seems to care. It's like, okay, now when the rules get changed, what's going to happen? Everyone is going to start screaming and saying, oh, what happened here? Well, we didn't know about this.
Long.
Like,
too late.
It's already too late.
Yeah.
It's already too late.
Yeah. Wow.
The airlines, interestingly enough, they are much more organized because this is affecting them directly.
Well, you haven't got little an individual, you know, if we take that comparison, you know, it would be like having all the big airlines and then you'd have like 1,000 people with a single plane, you know.
Correct.
So it's much easier for the airlines because you would then have absolutely a lot of major group. But then where are all the other major groups that are, because they've got European, you know, even if they're based in, because this affects the European traveler as well as the hotels, but it affects the European traveler fundamentally. So if you are looking to drive bookings from Europeans to your hotels, then this...
To your hotels in Europe, but also to your hotels elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the point. It's like, it's the accessibility of the traveler in Europe.
Correct.
That's the
point. But now to the airlines point, you had the IATA, which is the mm-hmm. organization that kind of the umbrella organization that covers... Yep. All of the scheduled airlines, or most of the scheduled airlines, and you also had EasyJet and Ryanair, who, are, mm-hmm. to my knowledge, are not part of the IATA, but they were in the meeting actively with more than one person as a delegate. So very actively looking at this and talking to European Commission and waving a red flag saying, this is bad, this is negative. Mm-hmm. My point is that hotels are careless and clueless, which is worse, about this, apart from the few that are engaged that I told you about.
Wow. And was their conclusions or their issues the same issues?
It's very much the same issue. It's fundamentally the legislation is killing the supplier.com visibility. That applies to hotels and airlines and rent a car and, you know, a number of players. But it's basically the most affected. And airlines have been at the forefront of innovation in terms of direct distribution for decades.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah.
I would say...
Well, they were in revenue management. They've always led the way in those elements.
Exactly. And as you say, they are much more concentrated. Maybe, you know, with 100, there's maybe between 80 and 100 airlines operating in Europe.
Yeah.
You've got a myriad hotels. It's hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, it probably focuses the mind having a slightly smaller number, doesn't it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. So in essence, to try and sum this up then, from what you've said, if this goes through, it has the potential to fundamentally kill direct bookings to hotels on
or harm it. Or harm it. The top of the funnel actually is no longer there for hotels. And we will see what happens. I think it's September. There must be a ruling coming into place from the European Commission. So it's going to be an interesting autumn.
Sounds like another conversation we'll be looking forward to having with you once we're into the autumn season. Wow. That's a very interesting development.
Thank you, Trevor, for voicing this and, you know,
No.
kind of shaking the tree and making people aware of these
Thank
big
you. Thank
changes.
you for sharing, and we'll keep getting the noise out there and make people aware that this is going on and what the impact would be. And yeah, to echo your point, hoteliers, please wake up and smell the coffee,
Yeah,
because
it's already too
it's
late.
already been poured and someone's already drinking your coffee.
Indeed.
Great. I appreciate your time. Thanks for that.
Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.